When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we move to the second quarter. Searcy leading Mountain Home 14-0. Tobias in that first quarter, Mountain Home runs 18 plays. Searcy runs 6. If you look at just that, you think, boy, you're ahead.
Right? Not the story.
No. Boy, Pope is going to get the handoff. It was a late – well, no, it looked like it was finally pulled back by Stockton. Boy, he rode that handoff for about 3 yards downfield, finally kept it himself. He's pulled down to the 25 with about a 3-yard gain.
You almost think the push helped him. I mean, they were literally – almost like the handoff didn't exchange. They both were driving up the field.
Third down and about 2 here for Mountain Home.
Mountain Home here with great field position, big third down play. They've had a lot of success between the tackles, and we hope they move the ball here.
Third and 2 for the offense, and the counterplay right side. This is Hershberger, and he is going to pick up a yard to the 24, so 4th and 1 coming up.
We know they're not afraid to go for it on a 4th down.
I'll say this about the Searcy defense. They have not been fooled at all with that counterplay. It was effective last week down in Sylvan Hills. It's been effective all year, but especially Sylvan Hills for some big plays, but they are prepared for it tonight.
Yeah, it looked like something went wrong on the play side there. I don't know if they missed a down block or what, but it looked like there just something happened there to blew that one up.
4th down and about 1.5 yards here for Mountain Home. Handoff is to Pope, hit at the line of scrimmage, bounces out to the left. He's got the first down, makes it to the 20 before he stood up and driven backwards. And a first down for Mountain Home, their 5th of the night.
And again, it's the Pope show. I mean, unbelievable. He's going now. This is his second and 4th down in a row where he's got to be the one at the end of the drive and go get the extra yard. So hats off, man. He's really running the football well tonight.
He is playing well. Senior getting his first start and making the most of it. First down, Mountain Home at the 20 of Searcy with 10:22 left in this opening half. 14-0 Searcy. Two wings on the left side as they stack him there, and the ball kept by Stockton on that read, and he's going to pick up about 1 yard to the 19-yard line.
On a read option, he gets to about the 19-yard line.
Tough there, just not really anywhere to go. I mean, obviously, Searcy's got their number. They're stacking everybody they can in the box. It's no secret what Mount Home's going to do. Just trying to get every yard we can at this point.
2nd and 9 coming up. 6-man front for the Lions, and I'll walk everywhere. They got 10 in the box right now. Here's the toss sweep to Hershberger, right side, and always tripped up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to maybe get a 0.5 yard on the play. That was well played, by Searcy's defense.
It was. Hershberger was just one extra step there. He would have got outside there and had a lot of room to run. Unfortunately, he just didn't have that step there to get outside and just kind of blew the play up.
So 3rd and 9 coming up now for Mountain Home. Mountain Home outgained Searcy 72-41 in that first quarter. Sonny Elliott with the stats for us tonight. And well, you think you run as many plays as you did and you outgain them, you'd be ahead. But the big plays and that quick striking offense for the Lions. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and it's going to go for about 3 yards down to about the 21-yard line. It was Pope once again for Mountain Home. I said to the 16, I should say. I said the 21 down to the 16, so about a 3-yard gain.
About 3 yards there. You know, this is a tough 4th down, Brad. I mean, there's a lot of yards there to gain. And, you know, whenever your strategy is running between the tackles, that's not necessarily the amount of yards you need there to get the first down. So it'll be interesting to see what they call here.
3rd and 6, they'll have 2 receivers split out wide to the left side now for Mountain Home. Out of the eye, the pitch comes to Hershberger, and he is going to come up a 0.5 yard shy. He's inside the 11. He didn't make it to the 10, though. This is going to be awfully close, and they already say that Searcy is held, and Mountain Home comes up about a half yard shy.
That's a heartbreaker there. There's a great play call, though. You know, like you said, they're stacking all the people in the box. They're just trying to pitch on the outside, and so close. I mean, you're talking half yard. What a heartbreaker.
So Searcy will take over at their own 11-yard line with 8:13 left in this opening half. 14-0, the Lions with the lead.
We know they like to run fast, so here we go.
Dixon, back to pass. He's 3-for-3 so far through the air. This one's incomplete, though. I said 3-for-3. I forgot he had that touchdown pass. He's actually 4-for-4 before that when it went through the hands of Love on the near sideline.
You know, we know he likes to spread out the love. I mean, no pun intended. But that's what, the fourth receiver he's thrown to already tonight?
He does spread it around well, doesn't he? Second and 10. This is the little swing route to the running back. That's Young that's in the backfield this time, Damien Young, and he's going to pick up about 4 out to the 15. They'll mark him at the 14, a pickup of 3.
Here they go. They get set. They're going to try to run as quick as they can. I mean, this high-powered offense, that's how they roll.
Two receivers on the near side as they spread out the field. Dixon looking, though, to his left, has a man right at the marker, and it's going to be a first down for the Lions at about the 21-yard line.
Again, that 6'4 receiver over there, Marion Crockett, he's just a big target, Brad. He's hard to cover. And when they need those crucial yards, that's who they go to.
It's a first down out to the 21-yard line. 7:37 left in this opening half, 14-0 Searcy. Lions will have trips to the right side, a single receiver on the left side. And they'll run it this time. This is Young who gets the handoff, and he's going to pick up a yard, it looks like, to about the 22. Damien Young comes in with 415 rushing yards on the season. Guthrie, the starter, has 729. They call that a no gain. So second and 10 here for the Lions. Dixon to pass. It's complete left side and slipping to tackle. First down run out across the 32 to about the 34-yard line. And a flag comes in. The Bombers look like they had a late hit.
Dixon to Crockett is complete. He takes the ball out.
Crockett's able to make the catch that time and take it to the 34. I think we're going to have 15 tacked on to the end of this one.
Yeah, it's really hard to see that far sideline, but it looked like there was a little extracurricular activity going on over there.
Indication is a dead ball, personal foul against Mountain Home. So that'll move the ball to the 49-yard line.
Personal foul.
That's tough. That's definitely something you don't want against an offense like this. You know, just not necessary at this point.
15-yard penalty. The first penalty for either team tonight. Yeah, you can't. They're going to get their yards. You can't help them out.
Yep. No handouts tonight. None needed.
So Searcy with the ball near midfield at their own 49. A fresh set of downs, 6:50 left in the first half. Here's the handoff to Young, and Young is going to spin his way across the 50 down to the 47 of Mountain Home with a 4-yard pickup.
Again, Xavier Ivory there on the tackle. You know, Brad, I've seen him be on a couple tackles tonight. Seems like he's getting in there.
Second and 6 for the Lions. The pass, right side, complete, making the catch is Love, splits two defenders and takes it to the house. There's a flag. Let's see what the flag is. This is on the sideline. I think this may be a sideline infraction against Mountain Home. We'll see what the call is. Love looks like he has a 47-yard touchdown pass, but again, we'll wait to see what the flag is. And it was where the official was running, so I think it's going to be a sideline infraction against Mountain Home. That's what it is, yep.
Love going up there making a great catch and just splitting those two defenders, and then he was just off to the races. Like I said, they have a lot of offensive weapons, a lot of options tonight.
Second touchdown pass of the night for Dixon. Here's Clegg with the extra point, and it is good. 6:19 left in this first half. It's 21-0, Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. Three Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:19 left in this first half, 21-0. Searcy with the lead. Here's the kick. It's a high kick taken back at the 13-yard line by Logan Walker, and he's going to make his way across the 25 to, looks like, about the 28-yard line, and that's where Mountain Home will start their possession. Salem tonight playing over in Lepanto at East Poinsett County. They are scoreless right now with EPC in the second quarter. Bryant, North Little Rock, one of the premier matchups in the state tonight. They are 7-7. Last score we had, Jonesboro was ahead of Sylvan Hills 7-0. So the Bombers start this drive at their own 29-yard line, operating right to left now in this second quarter, down by three scores. Handoff straight ahead, and that fullback moving the pile, and a good job by Pope once again. He's going to take it out to the 35, a pickup of about six.
They continue to use Pope there to move the ball. I mean, he just continues to find an opening there. He's got great movement up front. Good job by offense. Big game there on first down.
Second and four now for Mountain Home with 5:49 left in the first half. On the road next week, it's a Thursday night game next week down at West Memphis.
Big Thursday.
Hate Thursday night games.
It's only because you got to get up and go to work on Friday.
And I don't, but I'll get home about the time I normally go in. So, what, Pope? He gets thrown to the ground after about a 2-yard gain out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was a tough one. They stemmed that one out, I think.
Still a 2-yard gain, so third and about two here for Mountain Home. Pope's going to come out as Bashirs will bring the play in from the sideline with 5:08 left in the first half. Third down and two. And this is the quarterback, Stockton, straight ahead, follows that fullback. He's got the first down across the 40 out to the 41-yard line.
Brad, really been watching the offensive line and kind of how we're getting our movement there. And what's just happened is we're just getting under their pads and just driving them out. There's just been some holes there that have really allowed Mountain Home to move the football tonight.
Miles was there for the line.
Sixth first down of the night for Mountain Home. From their own 41, Sorrell will be split out wide to the right. And play action. Looking to pass down the middle. The wide receiver open. Walker. Walker's into the clear. Touchdown, Mountain Home. This is a 59-yard scoring strike from Lawson Stockton to Logan Walker. Oh, wait a minute. Officials are coming in from the far side. I don't see a flag, though. Is this one? Oh, there's a flag at the line of scrimmage. We had illegal motion against Mountain Home.
Oh.
You know, I wasn't sure that we didn't have two guys in motion at the snap, but I never saw the flag thrown.
What a heartbreaker, Matt. You know, I've been waiting for this to open up all season long. They've had it a few times to run that play action when they've been having some success running between the tackles. What a heartbreaker. It comes all the way back here. Man, that hurts.
They started the motion, man, but they had one of the other backs on the far side that never did get set. And I never saw the flag thrown. I thought we got away with it.
I thought we did, too. I never saw it up there on the top side of the field, and it's just because it looked so pretty. I mean, it was just like finally it opened up in the middle there, and it floated perfectly in his hands.
I was going to say that was a perfectly thrown ball by Lawson Stockton.
It was. Lawson did a great job. I mean, just put it right in the breadbasket.
Oh, there's a flag now. Brian Maddox has been jawing with the official, and he's going to get the flag, and the fans are applauding, and I don't blame Brian. And things have not gone right this year for the Bombers, and he's out mouthing now, and he's getting awfully close to getting the second penalty. He better get back on the sideline. This is going to be a sideline warning is what they're going to call, because Brian was about 15 yards out on the field. They didn't give him the penalty for the unsportsmanlike conduct. It's going to be against Mountain Home. On the sideline warning is officially what they're going to call it.
Yeah.
Going to back the ball up to the 31-yard line now with that penalty as well. Three penalties for 25 yards against Mountain Home. If I'm Brian, I don't blame him a bit right there.
Not a bit. You can see this crowd is completely behind him.
So first and 20 now for Mountain Home, and the handoff coming to the near side. Pope is going to take it out to near the 35. Is Bashir's, rather. Bashir's picks up about 4 to the 35.
You know, and Brian's argument is just there wasn't the second man in motion. I mean, that sets his point. It's just that there's just the one, and I think just the way the play was drafted up, it might have looked like that. And I think he's just upset because he thought it was the wrong call, essentially.
Boy, they had called that play at the perfect time, too. Here's a play action. Stockton to pass again. This is the same play, but this time Walker gets kind of tangled up with the defender. He is unable to break free, and the pass is incomplete.
And that's the frustration, Brad. I mean, that play, whenever you run between the tackles like that, it's only going to work a couple times a game. I mean, eventually they're going to figure it out. And it's just I sense the frustration. I get it.
3:04 left in this first half, 21-0. Searcy with the lead. Third and about 16 here for Mountain Home. And the counterplay right side. Boy, there's just nothing there. Well played by Searcy. A 1 yard gain to the 36 for Hirschberger.
Yeah. We're going to try to burn some more clock off here. Kick it deep. Try not to give them too much time to go down and score. But as fast as their offense scores, Brad, that's just a scary decision, unfortunately.
It is. So the Bombers will bring the punt team on. Boy, Dylan Pausch has done a wonderful job in this category this year for Mountain Home.
He has. I mean, there's been times that he's really saved the team with his foot, essentially, and he's put him in a good position. So we really hope he gets a hold of one here.
How about a 64-yard punt here?
That'll work.
He pinned Sylvan Hills inside their one last week, and Mountain Home's going to let the play clock run down and then take the timeout. 2:18 to play in the first half. We'll break. Searcy leads at 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
My son's lungs aren't his lungs. They originally belonged to someone else. Somebody who was large or small, young or old. Somebody who was caring and noble and generous. I know, because when you become an organ and tissue donor, you have the potential to save up to 8 lives. So whoever that ordinary, extraordinary person is, they're beautiful, just like my son. Save 8, donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:18 left in this opening half, 21-0, Searcy. Did not have anybody back originally to receive the punt, and now they do. That's Leonard that's back deep to receive the punt from Dylan Pausch.
Yeah, if you're searching this late in the game, you can send everybody at this point just to get some more points here before halftime.
Fourth and 15. Searcy setting up for the return. Pausch gets the kick away. It's going to bounce at the 37. Roll at the 32, down to the 30. And it's going to roll dead at the 29-yard line.
Ooh, there's a flag on the play.
There's a flag out there at the 41-yard line of Searcy.
Well, something happened there. Pope got pushed, and he called for the flag in the official game. I don't know if it was against him or for him. So
we're still waiting for an indication. It's going to be a block in the back against Searcy. So the ball was at the 29. This should make it up to the 19-yard line, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, when Pope jumped up, it was obvious something had happened because he started calling for that flag right away.
First penalty of the night against the Lions. There's only been four penalties accepted in the game. So 2:06 left in this first half. Here's a pass across the middle to Love. It's going to be knocked loose, incomplete, and the ball was in there. He couldn't hang on, and just about the time he was trying to take the first step after the ball hit his hands, it was knocked away. Good job defensively by Mountain Home.
Adam Sorrell there to break it up. I mean, good defensive play. Sorrell there on the outside, just coming in, making sure that don't happen.
2:01 left in the half. They empty the backfield. Dixon looks left, and the pass is dropped. Had a man open and trying to set up that quick hitter to Crockett on the left side, and it's incomplete.
It's a great play by the Bomber defense here. A third and long here, essentially. For Cersei, that's been the best job the Bombers defense has done so far.
Third down and 10 for the Lions from their own 19-yard line. They've got trips to the right side, twins to the left, empty backfield. Dixon looks to his left. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left, looking downfield. He's going to tuck it and run now. He's across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Two Bombers collide there, trying to make the tackle. Look, they're both okay. Dixon's going to be down at the 26, and looks like the offense will stay out there on fourth and about four here.
Hats off on Tabor there. He almost made a sack, and he comes around back to make the tackle and tries to strip the ball. Good play.
Oh, and Mountain Home just jumped offside. They didn't call it, though. Apparently, Tabor didn't go across the line. So it's fourth and about three here for the Lions from their own 26. They're going to go for it. Dixon rolling to the right. Looking, fires complete at the 39, out of bounds at the 41. Making the catch is Leonard, and it's a first down for the Lions.
Leonard, a 5'9", 155-pound senior. I mean, we talk about this quarterback, Bryce Dixon, really likes to spread out and just a lot of different options and targets.
Already they've snapped the ball. That's a backwards pass, and it's going to go out of bounds. Now, the official on the near side said, hey, that's a backwards pass. That's a lateral. The official on the near side is marking it back at the line of scrimmage. But the ball should be back about a yard and a half now.
Yeah, we threw it behind him. That's definitely a backwards pass.
They've still got this marked at the 41. This is not where the ball should be. And Brian's upset. I don't blame him. The official on the near side signaled that was a backwards pass. It should be about the 39. Here's the pass right side to Love. It's going to be incomplete. Well defended. Sorrell was back there for Mountain Home, and also back there for the Bombers was Lawson Stockton.
Great job by the defense there. Just doing a good job. Sorrell and Lawson just doing a good job of breaking up that pass. We know they have a lot of deep threats there, and good job by the defense. But I'm with you. I'm still wondering why they've gotten the extra 33 yards there. Because that obviously was a backwards pass.
And the official that makes the call, he's got to step in there and let them know. That was
he was telling the White Hat.
He was. The White Hat just ignored him. Here's the pass complete. This is Leonard at the 45-yard line. He's at the 40, and he's finally pulled down at the 38-yard line. It's a first down. A 21-yard pass play.
Only 52 seconds here, Brad. You know their offense moves fast. Just the clock stops long enough for the chains to move, and they're right back at it.
And now a whistle and a timeout. Mountain Home with 51 seconds left in the half. It's 21-0, Searcy. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, first down for the Lions. They've got the ball at the 38 of Mountain Home. 51 seconds left in the half. Lions have all three of their timeouts left. Dixon to pass, straight back, looks across the middle. It's incomplete, intended for Crockett.
Just underthrew Crockett there on the pass. Undercut him. Good job by the defense there. Good pressure by the defensive line. Making him make a quick throw.
So second and 10 now for the Lions. We've seen some fast offenses over the years, but this may be one of the fastest. I mean, as soon as that ball is put down for play, they're snapping it and ready to go. Dixon looking to the left. It's incomplete. Getting a hand on the ball and deflecting it. Good job defensively was Tatum Bashiers.
Bashiers, a good job there getting a hand on the ball. And you're right, Brad. This offense, I think their goal is just to get as many plays in as possible tonight.
Yeah. So 39 seconds left here before halftime. It's a 21-0 lead for the Lions as they try to tack on some more. Two receivers on each side, and Mountain Home just jumped off sides. Well, I tell you what Searcy has done all night is Dixon claps his hands when he wants the ball snapped, and he clapped him that time. The Bombers went with the sound and didn't watch the football and jumped off sides.
You hate that. We talked earlier, you don't want to give many help, and it hurts.
Encroachment against the Bombers is 5 yards, the third down and five.
Four penalties for 30 yards now against Mountain Home. So third and five for the Lions. Dixon stands in the pocket. Now he's going to be flushed, rolls to the right, fires back across his body to the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking for Crockett that time and it's incomplete. So fourth and five coming up.
Bashiers there, another big breakup for him. I mean, that's a big old target out there, and he does a good job making a play on the football and just doing a job breaking up the pass.
Down to 30 seconds left in the half.
If you're Mountain Home here, if you can keep him out of the end zone here on the fourth down, I mean, that gives you some momentum going to the locker room for
you
halftime.
Bet. Lions will empty the backfield. Three receivers left, two to the right. Dixon looks to the right. Pass is dropped. Oh, he had Love at the 20, and he drops the pass. And the Bombers able to hold on fourth down.
We said it was cold, but that just about stuck in his face mask, and he just couldn't come up with a catch. I mean, the Bomber gets a huge break there.
So Mountain Home will take over their own 33-yard line with 26 seconds left in the half. They'll snap it once here and get into the locker room and regroup. Twenty-six seconds left before halftime. Here's the toss coming to the near side. This is Hershberger. He's going to spin his way to the 36 with a 3-yard gain.
Don't know if they'll run another one. They may just try to go to the locker room.
Yeah, somebody's called a timeout. Who called it? They're stopping the clock.
No.
Mountain Home took the timeout. So we'll break with 17 seconds left in the half. 21-0, Searcy. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Around the clock, emergency specialists are on site at the state's only adult level 1 trauma center. We have the most qualified orthopedic doctors helping Arkansans stay active. People come from every state and more than 50 countries for expert cancer treatment. And we educate the next generation of medical professionals who will care for you and your family. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
17 seconds left here in this first half. Bombers using their last timeout. They're looking at a second and about seven here from their own 36-yard line.
17 seconds. Brad, plenty of time left to take a shot here. Why not take a shot?
You bet.
In the end zone.
Second down, and let's see what Mountain Home does. They want to pass. Stockton looking left side. The ball is going to be tipped, almost intercepted. It was intended for Sorrell, and it was underthrown. And good job defensively by Searcy as Perry, that corner back there, almost picked it off.
Yeah, Perry just about got his hands on it and just about picked it off there. But, again, we knew they were going to take a shot with this deep in the first half.
So third and seven now for Mountain Home. 12 seconds left before halftime. They'll keep it on the ground with a counter to Hershberger right side. Hershberger has a first down run out across the 45 to about the 48-yard line. He's going to pick up 12.
Now the Bombers going to hurry up. Here we go, 7 seconds. Take a shot.
Reserve for Searcy.
They'll spike the ball, and that's going to stop the clock. And Mountain Home will have one chance here with 5 seconds left in the half.
So 5 seconds here, Brad. You got one shot. What do you think?
Kind of tough when you're a run offense like this. You don't throw the ball much. It's tough.
Yeah. They don't have near as many options as Searcy does in the receiver spot, but I think they've drawn up something in the sand over there.
Here we go with 5 seconds left in the half. Stockton back to pass, looking long left side. It's going to be intercepted at the 25-yard line. It's picked off by Miles. Miles with the return, and he is going to be tackled at the 35-yard line. And finally, he's going to be down there, and that will bring the first half to an end. And it ends with an INT, the second turnover of the first half by Mountain Home. Actually, the third turnover. They had that fumble punt that started the ball game. So we've made it to halftime. It's 21-0. It's Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!